This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Having a blast tonight. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I should, but while I'm telling you not to swim in floodwaters, I also should... Let's give some credit where it's due. The best hurricane advice I've heard in a while came from the old Prez himself.
Let me be clear. If you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, like Florida or the Gulf Coast or into Texas, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now.
Get vaccinated. All right. That's the most important part. Look, obviously you can stock up on water and get a generator and food. If you don't also include a blood clot in there, you're failing. You're not ready for Hurricane Ian. These morons. All right. Johnny in Virginia. Johnny, hurricane story. Go.
Yo. Hey, man. Hey, what's going on? So I got more stories in the Bible. The storm did Navy for 20 years, but I was down in Key West with my old man, and he had a cooler full of beer after we'd strapped down the Suburban, the boat, put anchors, cement anchors and everything, tied it down for Hurricane George. And I think it was a 98, I think. And as we're sitting on the leeward side of the house, it was up on stilts. We're watching, you know, the seas come up, the tidal surge come in, and what starts floating away from under the house? His beer cooler. Full of old Milwaukee Light. Full. He had probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 days full of beer in there. And he's like, son, go get that beer.
Right?
It's floating out of the ocean. It's floating out of the ocean, Jesse. I'm like 13, 14 years old. He's like, go get it. I looked at him, like, what? And this is broad daylight, too. The storm hit right in the middle of the day. It was awesome to be able to watch it all happen. And he's like, go get my beer. I was like, what am I about to do, Dad? The tidal surge is already 4 or 5 feet above the ground level where we were at, floating out to sea. So I went in, went swimming out, grabbed his beer, drug the cooler back in. He's sitting up top with one of those big old school VHS camcorders, right, with the full size thing, recording the whole thing, watching me do it.
He's like, that's so good. Go get my beer. Oh, gosh. All right, I'll get back to these in a minute. I do have to address something. All right, quit. I got to focus. Couple stories today. GM is announcing problems. Huge employee revolt. Huge problems. Why? What's prompting this whole thing? People aren't coming back into the office. GM delays return to office after employee uproar. Quote, General Motors is doomed. And then I saw this. Act your wage is the new quiet quitting. Apparently that's also a thing as well. Chris, I want to make sure I have this right. Quiet quitting, that's when you just stop showing up, right? That's basically what quiet quitting is. How would you know? Quiet quitting was the thing, but now it's act your wage. And this is apparently something that is catching on with newer generations, to where you refuse any tasks you're given that you think are not wage appropriate. And you don't do the task of more than one person. You only do what you want to do. And so allow me to offend everybody here. Actually, that's not true. Allow me to offend the losers here. Show up on time. Don't leave early. Don't office gossip. Do not return to the boss. Don't let him see your face again after he gives you a task until that task is complete. Those four things require no skills, none whatsoever, zero skill, none. And yet, if you do those four things, you will be in the top 10% of employees in this country. And that's mainly because the employees in this country, so many have taken on this attitude. I'm not doing it, not for that wage. I'm not coming back into work for GM. I want to work for home. I like working in my jammies. Okay. The guy who's been going into work, you know what else he's been doing? He's not only been working, he's been working in front of the boss. The boss at any moment can look out his office and see that guy working. When the boss decides 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, hey guys, hey team, we've had a good week. You know what? We're all going out for a beer. You know who's there? That guy. You know who's not? You, because you're not getting a Zoom invite when you're at home in your jammies. You know who gets to show up and do what he wants to do at work? It's not the loser who feels like they've been given too much work. It's the performer. You see, you are disposable to your employer. Believe me when I tell you, we all are. Every single human being who has an employer, you're all disposable. How disposable is up to you. Ask yourself this. How easily can I be replaced? If the answer to that question is easy, you have no job security whatsoever. Or ask yourself this. Have I made myself indispensable to the boss? Or maybe it's easier just to put it this way. Do I make my boss's life easier? If the answer to that question is yes, you have job security. Chris, Michael, I'm not even sure what they make, but I guarantee they don't probably make as much as they should right now. Remember, the show just got nationally syndicated a year ago with Premiere and whatnot. I'm sure they don't. You know what Chris and Michael would be doing a year from now if they acted their wage? I don't know, but they'd be doing it for someone else. I promise you that much. But instead, they show up on time. They don't leave early. They're here before I'm here. They're putting in extra time. When I'm ranting on something in the show, oftentimes they'll just pull out an article or pull out a piece of audio I wasn't even thinking of. Makes the show better. Makes my life easier. Guess who's going to be employed with me for a very, very, very long time? Chris and Michael. Oh, they could absolutely act their wage. No, I'm not doing that, Jesse. That's too much for me. Okay, all right, good deal. You're gone. You're gone. The second I find someone to replace you, you're gone. Because we're all disposable. You can teach your children this. Show up on time. Don't leave early. Don't office gossip. And this is a huge one that people do not understand because they don't understand their place in the world. The boss gives you a task. I tell Chris, hey, we need a Biden mashup of Biden stumbling. The next time I see Chris's face or hear from Chris, it better be with a presentation of Joe Biden stumbling and Joe Biden sounding stupid. What I don't want to see is this. I don't want to see Chris's face 5 minutes later saying, well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of these things are hard to find. The computer's messed up. I don't care. I gave you a task. I don't want to hear from you again until it's done. And guess what? Your job as an employee is to make my job easier. And if you do that, you get to keep your job and you make more money. Now, I realize we're in this new generation now where you're not supposed to talk like that. No, no one can pick themselves up by their bootstraps, Jesse. I realize we have an entire generation of weapons-grade losers who haven't found a way to get ahead, don't think they'll be able to get ahead. That's you underselling yourself, by the way. If that's you, you can. And so instead, they prefer to whine and make excuses. Yes, I know the economy sucks. That's the bad news. You know what the good news is? There are so many dorks and idiots and lazy losers in this society, in our employment now, that if you simply work a little harder and rise above, you can make a fortune. Let the guy in the cubicle next to you, he wants to stay home. He likes Zoom calls. Let him do that. You get up in the morning, put on some khakis, and get your butt into work. And when the boss comes and says, hey, you want to go play golf? You want to play nine holes at lunch today? You say yes. And you smile at the fact you're out there making money for yourself and your family. Act your wage. Gosh, what a bunch of losers. Act your freaking wage. I know I sounded like a grumpy old man there. I know I did. I couldn't help myself. All right, I'll get back to these. Fun or funny things that happened to you during a natural disaster. Got myself all fired up, Chris. Look, it's corporate America's done it to themselves. So it's part of the reason I love Pure Talk. You know, I talk about Pure Talk a lot. Part of the reason I love Pure Talk is they figured out you need to cut a lot of this gunk out because all it does is cost the company and cost the customer money. You know why the average family saves over $900 a year when they switch to Pure Talk? Could you use $900 right now? Well, that's what you can save when you switch to Pure Talk. You know why? Because they don't have 10,000 stores for you to stop in at the mall where you pay for extra store overhead and extra employees you don't need. They're all about providing great customer service, American customer service on the phone with someone who speaks English. Keep your phone, keep your number, or get a new phone and number. It's all done by phone, all done by the mail. It's cake. It takes less than 10 minutes to switch. Oh, and by the way, they share your values. That cell phone of yours, pick it up right now. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get back to your horrors, well, fun stories and funny stories, let's first of all hear from Democratic Senate candidate John Fetterman.
And make sure you take advantage of this amazing opportunity to, the only thing you have stand to lose is your record. Get it in. Thank you so much.
I don't know what any of that means. Did anyone catch any of that? Look, one last thing, as long as I'm playing mean Uncle Jesse when it comes to employment, remember, what determines your wages, what determines how your employer treats you, is your performance. It's not your personality. He's not going to wake up one day and think you're awesome. You get paid on the scarcity of your marketable skills. Be honest with yourself. How many people can do what you do? If the answer is a lot, you can't make any money. If the answer is not many, you're going to make a ton of money as long as it's marketable. I've worked in sales before. You know, I sold RVs of one of my many jobs before I did this. You know who better show up early every single day and the coffee pot better be rolling and he better volunteer to go out and run and buy lunch? The guy who misses his sales numbers all the time. You know, and I've personally witnessed this, you know who can show up hungover an hour late for work on a Saturday? The number one sales guy in the office. You know who can take an extra day off? Nope, not even an excuse. I'm just going to screw off. The number one sales guy in the office. If you're number 10, get your butt to work. That's the way life works. That's the way it's always going to work. I don't care what you millennials think. I don't care what you think, Gen Z or whatever, how much you think that's changed. All right? Robert, Tennessee, go.
Hey. I love your show, Jesse. I listen to it every night. You're number one in my book. You're the man. Okay?
Appreciate you. Where are you? Go, Robert, go.
I was working in this shop with this man and this woman doing their tax thing, you know. And this woman comes up to her and she said, hey, Robert, get out of here. It's tornado, tornado, tornado. About the time I got outside, I got whacked in the back of the head with a piece of roofing.
You know, there's a funny Ron Klain. I pay too much attention to politics. Ron somebody, one of the rednecks of comedy, Chris, Ron White. Hilarious comedian. He does a funny bit on tornadoes about some guy who strapped himself to a tree. And he says, it's not that the wind is blowing. It's what the wind is blowing. That's the important part. Eric in Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, you goofed me up just because what was going on. Carry a clipboard or a manila folder with papers in it, even when you go to the men's room. That was your last dissertation. Now we're going to go back to...
I'm so confused. Michael in Jersey, go.
Put your seatbelts on, America. Buckle up. My life and my times. Machine Gun Kelly, here we go. I live on River Road, and it sure was a River Road. On September 5th last year, I had a hit. Late at night. All rain, all night long. I was woke up. My bed was floating. 3 feet of water in my room. I jumped up out of bed. I screamed, my car! My car! I just got done fixing everything on that 98 Jimmy. My car! I ran to the back window. I looked out the back window. 12 feet of water over top of my car. And the river, the sewer river, like you said, it's all sewer. It's all sewage. It lifted my car up. I had $650 in hundreds in the ashtray car. I started going after it down the river. $650, my car was cold right by the river. Just hit me with the machine gun, please.
You were in the machine gun, Michael. I hate to sound like Jen Psaki, but I do need to circle back on something here real quick. You had $650 in the ashtray. How long have you been dealing drugs?
Not a bad ice cream. Jesse!
I think we lost Michael. Maybe he's in another hurricane as we speak. Russ in Spokane, go!
So I'm 16 years old. I'm 250 miles away from Mount St. Helens. It blows its stack. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it turns pitch black.
Oh.
I mean, nighttime. And so at about 3 o'clock, the ash starts falling out of the sky. My cousin and I were driving all around town. The totally town is deserted. We have this ash cloud behind us. We're tearing the town up on 60, 50 miles an hour through town, making a mess out of it. We were loving it.
Oh, that's so cool. Awesome. I mean, it's really terrible, and I feel bad about all the property loss and loss of life and everything. I'm sorry, everybody. If I remember, I haven't thought about this in ages, Mount St. Helens. If I remember right, there was some dude who lived on the mountain, like a shack or a cabin maybe on the mountain on Mount St. Helens. When it blew, he had refused to evacuate. It was something, it might be a woman. Look this up, fellas. Make sure I'm not screwing this up. It decided, I live here, I'm going to die here. And he just stayed up there and just died with the daggone thing. 877-377-4373. Something fun or funny that happened to you during a hurricane. Now, remember the gentleman who brought wine into the attic with him? There's no judgment here, but if that happens to happen to you tonight or any other night, I'm not telling you don't bring the wine. Bring some chalk along too. Natural herbal supplements. It'll make you feel good because your T levels won't drop through the roof while you're in the attic getting smashed. No, in all seriousness, natural herbal supplements. It's not big pharma filth. Go get a male vitality stack. 20% increase in 90 days with natural supplements. No shots and crap. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack. And listen, we talked about it. I like the subscription service they have now because I hate when I run out. I never know I'm going to run out. And then I have to get a hold of chalk and have them send me more. Now, if you go to choq.com, promo code Jesse, 35% off any chalk subscription for life. choq.com, promo code Jesse, all right? We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. So why don't you kill me?
Drive-by body pierce. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I told you it was going to be a good night. That was Chris's theme song we came in on. Don't forget, we are starting a new band, Deleterious Consequences. I'm the front man and air guitar. Chris is going to play the cymbals or something. Michael's going to play the saxophone, but I'm excited to be a singer-songwriter on top of a world-famous Deleterious Consequences, and I can see me pouring my soul into the microphone, Chris. Honestly, people will feel, they'll feel my music. I can feel it now. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Quick heads up, have to give you, well, look, I got to step in, do some journalism.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Apparently there's a tornado warning now in Broward County, Florida. Remember, sadly, tornadoes often accompany gigantic hurricanes. So just keep those people in your prayers. Everyone stay safe out there. Now, I haven't brought up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline thing yet. Woke up today, maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't. Nord Stream 2, remember, it's gas from Russia to Germany. That's what it is. Big pipeline. It blew up. Now, pipelines like that, from what I understand, I'm not an expert on blowing up pipelines. I've never blown one up in my life, actually. But from what I understand, that's not an easy task. You don't walk up and just throw a grenade at a pipeline like that and blow it up. That's not at all how it works. It looks as if it was a professional job. Now, people have been digging up all day this little tidbit from the commander-in-chief. This is a little old, but they're playing it for obvious reasons.
Let me answer the first question first. If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
We've had this talk before. Actually, when it comes to the Russia-Ukraine thing, let's have a talk again. It's honestly, it's something we've joked so much about that we probably, and I'm just as guilty of this as you, I'm probably more guilty. We've joked so much about Joe's inability to think and his rapidly declining state that we lose sight of the fact there can be real world-changing consequences when the commander-in-chief is not able to control his mouth and his thoughts. Remember when Joe Biden said, he said it right away, he's done this several times, he said when Russia was flirting with invading Ukraine, he got up to the microphone and he said, well, it's one thing if it's a minor incursion, it's another thing if it's a major one. And immediately everyone at the White House freaked out and they all tried to walk back what he said and act like he didn't say. Do you remember when he said this?
Russia will be held accountable if it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, et cetera.
What a ridiculous thing to say. But why would he say that? Why would he come out and say something like that? Why would he give away the game? What's happening there? Here's what's happening. We have a dementia-addled president who's no longer able to think straight, and he's no longer able to properly filter what comes through his mind. He can't do it. He can't filter it out. However, he is also the commander-in-chief. He has the highest level of security clearance in the United States of America. He's also given a brief. It's actually called the President's Daily Brief, just like my boy Brian Dean Wright's podcast. He gets a brief every day from the intel community with the highest secrets in there. He meets with military advisors. Now, that's okay, except for the President of the United States of America is then unable to leave that situation and not repeat the things that he has just discussed with the people there. When Joe Biden said it's one thing if it's a minor incursion and everyone freaked and they tried to walk it back, I told you when that happened. I told you what happened. He met with his staff, and that's what they decided. And no one reinforced to Joe that you can't tell everyone that. So when he's asked, he can't control himself. He just comes out with it. It's also why he told him long ago, oh, we're just going to blow up your pipeline.
Let me answer the first question first. If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will. I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
That's Joe Biden being a national security threat once again. Why would he do that? Even the reporter was stunned. What do you mean? It's not your pipeline. It's Russia's. It's Germany's. It's not yours. Joe Biden had just had that discussion, I'm sure, with his staff, with his intel officers, with his military guys. And they told him that. And Joe Biden, because he's not in control of himself anymore, Joe Biden got up in front of the whole world and said it. Well, if it was really us who did it, and I'm not exactly some Russian fan, but if it was really us who did it, that's an overt act of war. If the United States of America sent a SEAL team underneath the water to detonate the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, that's an act of war with a nuclear power and a head of state who, if intel is to be believed, is dying. This is something we lose sight of. These are the stakes in the game now. I don't care where you're hearing the sound of my voice, whether you're in one of the 50 states, whether you're international, wherever you sit right now, as you hear the sound of my voice, Russia has the ability to make you glow in the dark. This is the problem when you elect a man who can't function. And when you have a media that is so communistic, I don't think that's a word, but so subversive, so in the tank for the Democratic Party that they allow a man to campaign from his basement without continuous hard questions about his ability to function just so they could get rid of Donald Trump, you very well could end up with nuclear war because of that. If we end up in a nuclear war, I'm not saying we're going to, the American media will be as responsible for it as anyone else. That's simply a fact. All right. Frank in Georgia, give me a fun or funny natural disaster story. Go.
Well, I don't know how funny you might find this, but I was in the Marine Corps from 2001 to 2006, and we lived through a hurricane at New River Air Station in Jacksonville, North Carolina, in the barracks. Now, while we were there, one of the evenings of the hurricane, the MPs showed up. Oh. Lights flashing and everything, so forth. What had happened is one of the Lance Corporals up on the third deck, he got really intoxicated, and he began to break beer bottles in against the shower tile in the head of his bear. And he cut himself, cut his hands up. Well, when he saw that, it freaked him out. He walked out into his room, ripped the doors off of his wall locker, and threw them over the barrier of the catwalk down to the ground. And as we were there, I didn't actually see that. Well, I walked out my barracks room when I heard the sirens and all that. I saw the wall locker doors laying on the grass down there. And I saw them put him in handcuffs. He's cut up, bleeding and everything, and took him over to PMO for processing.
PMO, Chris is looking at me weird. PMO is Provost Marshal's Office. Remember, in the Marines, it's not the it's not really the military police, it's the Provost Marshals, the PMs, the Provost Marshal's the head cop on a base. That's who the Provost Marshal was. Man, I've seen Marines do some really dumb things. All right. You know, speaking of dumb things, you know what's really stupid? Buying your shrimp from communists, that's really stupid. And I can't point fingers. I had no earthly idea that 95% of shrimp that you eat and I eat comes from overseas, often countries that despise us. And I also didn't know that there was an American company, American Shrimpers, been doing it for a long time, even during COVID. During COVID, when COVID hit, they were selling their shrimp to people because people couldn't go anywhere at their wholesale prices. There were lines around the building. That's how much they dedicated themselves to their community. It's Biloxi Shrimp Co., Mississippi Gulf Shrimp from American Shrimpers. You can buy American shrimp. It will be delivered to your front door. I have an entire freezer full of it now. It's just the greatest freaking shrimp I've ever had in my entire life. And you get it 10% off. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Stock up on some shrimp. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse. It shows up frozen. Toss it in the freezer. Anytime you want, you got great shrimp. BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's motor through these. Your fun or funny hurricane story. Well, not hurricane, natural disaster stories. Before we get on to headlines, I didn't get to. Mike in Denver, go.
Hey, Jesse. So.
We got to ramp up the pace here. All right. Got to ramp up the pace. Cindy, Indianapolis, go.
Hey. In the late 80s, I lived in St. Petersburg, Florida. So you could actually see my Tampa from my place in the late 80s with my ex-husband. And we lived in this three-story, it's an older condo complex. There were like 72 units, and it was an all-adult. Now, not weird all-adult, just over 18. And there was we're always supposed to, yeah, exactly, right? I'm with you, bro. And we were supposed to evacuate. Instead, what we did was got up on the everybody got everything out of their freezers and got up on the roof. And we grilled out and drank beer and drank all the booze. And when the National Guard came by, we offered them drinks and pretty much just. Had a good time, but it was not the smartest thing to do, but we did have a good time up there. So
I can't kill her for that. I'll be honest with you. Every hurricane I've ever been through, that's pretty much how we've done it. Ed in Boston, go.
Hey, good afternoon, good evening. This the one that I remember the most is the blizzard of 78. I don't know if you're even old enough for that, but we got about 4 feet of snow in 2 days, and so I'm the second oldest of 10 kids. So guess who gets elected to go out and get the milk, right? So I go out to the store. I strap these 2 gallons of milk over my shoulders with the belt. And I start walking back home. And I'm on a beach road. And all of a sudden I realized I was slipping. My feet were slipping. I was walking on the roofs of cars. So, you know, it was kind of surprising.
That's amazing. Oh, gosh. Ruby, Atlanta, go.
93, the blizzard of the century. It's rain. It's snowing. It's cold. My husband walks to the grocery store, comes home with the groceries. His clothing is wet from the snow. He's inside of his clothing's wet from perspiring. I take hangers, hang it all up around the bedroom. We have a kerosene heater in there. He brings the hall table up with two leaves. We have a nice little table. The gas grill is still working. He makes coffee. He makes scrambled eggs. He makes toast, and I had orange juice, and we looked like the garret scene from La Boheme with all the clothes hanging around. The two cats were in there with their litter pans, their food, their water. We sat down. We said our grace. We were just about to eat because it really looked really good. When one of the cats jumped up on the table, knocked over the orange juice, and it flew in all our food and ruined everything.
Oh, gosh. That cat would be spending the rest of the time outside. Rob, go, in Florida.
So I was in the Marine Corps, and in 2006, I was serving at a time that a typhoon had come through. And I had a Marine that thought that he could be a flying squirrel. So what he did is we went up to the third floor, and he tied his poncho to his hands and legs, and he jumped out the third floor window.
Sure enough,
he caught wind, but right above the barracks in Okinawa, there's an awning, a big cement awning. So he caught that wind, and it shot him like a rocket, and he bounced off the awning onto the floor, breaking his leg. But it was the most hilarious thing to see what Marines could do.
Hold on. It actually worked? I mean, that worked. I realized the execution wasn't that great, but that worked.
He didn't land like he wanted to, but it worked.
Well, they do say the landing is the hardest part. All right, Mike, we're going to try this again. Mike, Denver, go.
Okay, so Jesse, I was on a cruise ship in 2005. We were in Florida, Grand Cayman, Jamaica, Hurricane Dennis. We were the only people not seasick out on the bow of the ship outside the crew bar, going over these swells, bow of the ship going up 45 degrees, coming down into the sea, like maybe not 45, 30 degrees, water flying up six decks, soaking us all. We're partying. We're having a blast. We're like super young. And we just thought that was the best thing in the world. And then eventually the security guard came out and he was like, what in the hell are you guys doing? And that was it. We worked on the cruise ship. It was fun though.
Oh, it would be so much fun to work a cruise ship. All right.
And now.
Here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Black people are locked out of employment. Black rights groups in Austin march for a Second Amendment against illegal immigration. I like this, but I have to say, Donald Trump supported closing the border. Donald Trump is the only president in my lifetime who closed the border. He's the only one who actually secured the border. I've never had another president, Republican, Democrat, who actually secured the border. Donald Trump did. He not only secured the border, Donald Trump made black outreach a central theme. Many say he did so way too much. He made it a central theme of his presidency. And after 4 years of a secure border and black outreach, black people went out and voted for Joe Biden 92%. If that sounds cold, it is cold. Life's cold. We got to be better. I don't want to hear the complaints about the open border now. Joe Biden campaigned on opening the border. He got elected. He opened the border. You voted for him. Enjoy it. We'll be back tomorrow. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.